What is happening at the Dallas Zoo?
There is something crazy going on down there.
Yeah. Here's what's been going on in the news.
It all started January 13th. That's when we first reported a clouded leopard named Nova had escaped its enclosure. At first report, what we did not know was that the enclosure had been intentionally cut.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody let that cheetah out. Guys, there's so much more than that. Sean, I don't know if you know this. John, I'm not sure if you've been following this story too, but listen to this.
Just more than a week later, a 35-year-old endangered vulture is found dead inside its habitat. It's determined the cause of death was from a wound, possibly intentional, possibly suspicious.
I mean, hawks don't normally, like vultures, they don't run into stuff by accident, right? So somebody did something to this vulture.
That's really, it makes me so sad when I heard that.
It's not cool.
No, it gets weirder.
1 week later, two of the zoo's tamarin monkeys go missing. Their habitat intentionally compromised. Later that afternoon, the cops receive a tip. The monkeys are at an abandoned house in Lancaster. A search of that property reveals both monkeys in a closet.
What?
Mm-hmm. Just going to say, like, that's it's not cool that you take a couple monkeys and then you... Well, it's not cool.
But in a closet.
It's not cool at all.
An
abandoned house over there. I mean, who's hanging out in that area?
I mean, if that is, in fact, what's going on.
Well,
there's
right.
nothing good happening there.
No, but then they came forward and they said this.
And the zoo president announced a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the strange string of incidents.
I hear it's up to 25 G's today, actually.
Is it?
They're looking for this person, man.
What? All right, we got to figure out what is happening at the zoo. Who is doing this? Who is responsible for letting all these animals out and the terrible thing that happened to that poor vulture? My gosh, I don't even want to talk about it.
I mean, it's sad.
Producer Sean, who do you think is doing this?
All right, Tiger King Joe Exotic is broken out of prison. He's doing this, and he's going to frame Carol Baskets. What's going on.
Carol Baskets.
To satisfy his own thing, right? To you know, basically check his own boxes there to basically say somebody else is the villain, not myself.
To bring his zoo back up again.
Yeah, okay.
I don't hate that hypothesis. I think it sounds actually very logical.
All right.
Producer John.
The answer is right in front of your face. This is phase one. Planet of the Apes is happening. It's happening now. They've achieved full consciousness. That vulture that they found dead, that vulture didn't want to go along with the plan. He was going to rat them out. He was going to come help us. So they shanked him. All right?
Okay, right.
And look, Anna's thinking about it. She's like, oh my God.
I'm
all
not
the
thinking
puzzle
about
pieces
it.
Been
yeah.
together.
John, I'm not thinking about it. Raven, what do you think happened?
Well, I think it's a disgruntled employee, all right, which they've put out this theory here, but I don't think it's somebody that's just upset with the zoo, really, because here's the thing. They would have been, I mean, they got cameras and all that stuff, so they would have caught somebody on some camera somewhere, but I think that the real situation is this person isn't disgruntled with the zoo itself. He's jealous of the monkeys and the animals. Mm. So I think you're looking for somebody that's, like, working in the concession stand close by, and he sees all day. People come. They tap on the glass, but they love the monkeys. They, oh, look, they're so cute. And then somebody else brings out like a barrel of bananas and something for these monkeys. He's jealous. He's okay. Jelly. That's what it is.
Oh, I was just going to go with Cheetah, you know, like Wonder Woman's nemesis. Mm. Because, you know, she just wants to get back at Wonder Woman for being so beautiful, Gal Gadot. And she figured they might as well let the animals out and let them roam free. But I'm not sure if that's right either.
Kristen Wiig wouldn't do that.
Well, Kristen Wiig in Wonder Woman was very evil, and I actually believe that she would. So there's that.
These are some hardcore deep cut references to a superhero villain most people have not heard of.
Here's the truth of the matter, though.
Thank you, John.
I don't think a single one of us in this room is going to get this $25,000 reward.
Well, they just need to figure out what the heck is going on down at the zoo. That's the point here.
Yeah.